On the show today, we have co-op Sarah Canepa Bang talking about consumers still preferring branches. Wait, what? Well, watch and find out. There's an interesting study by U.S. Bank of all people, of all organizations, showing that consumers still prefer branches. I'm like, what? Aren't branches supposed to be dead? What's going on here? So, I mean,
well, even co-op studies have shown that. But I can tell you the reason why consumers still prefer branches is because consumers want it all.
Yes,
and they are, every channel that we put out there doesn't dilute, or it may dilute, but it does not get rid of other channels. So you put mobile out there, some members will use it and embrace it, mm-hmm. Or some members will use it for some things, right, and not everything.
Yeah.
So it's, like I said, consumers want it all. They, you know, your high tech members still need to come into a branch to get cash and to do multiple transactions. Mm-hmm. So even the ones that you would think would be going completely digital are still using branches.
But the branches are evolving. They're turning into more of a retail environment and consultative environment as opposed to the traditional transactional, although transactions are still being performed, mm-hmm. at branches, but that seems to be where branches are going, right?
You're absolutely right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, all right. And in the study, they say, if 80% of the respondents say they prefer to work with a live human being besides a virtual one, what does this tell us?
Well, it tells us that humans are still the best. Tellers are still the best at handling difficult, complex, and multiple transactions, as I said before.
Yep. Yep.
Digital just can't do what a human can do. And we find that when people are using shared branches, for example, mm-hmm. it's not because they go in every week or every month.
Right.
It's because they've got an issue and they need it resolved.
Yep.
And there isn't an automated way for them to handle it.
Exactly. And there's no substitute for human interaction. I mean, everything's the nuances, the mood, the attitude, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You need to have face-to-face or person-to-person contact to handle all that stuff.
Well, when you're worried, when you're worried about a transaction, and let's face it, you know, ask me how much I weigh, ask me, you know, about my uncle who's, you know, crazy, but when you ask, and I'll tell you, but when you ask me about my money,
yeah,
you know, I want to see I'm going to be very careful who I talk to, mm-hmm. and what I do. So, you know, when you're having an issue, it's really important to believe that whoever is across the digital divide or across the counter from you understands. And, you know, clearly when you're talking to a human, a teller, you can tell whether they understand you or not.
Of course, right away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's that thing called compassion too. I mean, if we're talking like issues and stuff, I don't think a digital voice or something like that shows much empathy or understanding.
No.
So there's a human emotion called compassion, which is really important, goes a long way, even in the credit union environment where service is tops.
Yeah. Well, especially in the credit union environment.
Yes.
This is what we're known for.
Exactly.
You know, caring.
Exactly. All right. Studies have also shown that even mobile-dependent millennials of all folks, are using branches in big numbers. Wow. This is quite the revelation. Why is this happening?
Well, I that's a very good question, but I think it goes back to what I said earlier. You know, millennials are younger, right?
Yep.
They're younger, and so they are going to be doing more complex transactions. For example, you and I are crispy critters. I mean, I'm about to have a birthday, and I say that with love and respect in my heart. But
hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, but, you know, we've already established ourselves. If we need some extra money, we've already got our lines of credit, things like that.
Yep.
Millennials are still in the process of establishing a lot of these things, and that's where you have issues,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you need to do multiple things. I honestly believe it, you know, millennials aren't stupid. They aren't going into a branch just because they want to look at a teller and get a dog biscuit, you know, for the Beagle. They're going in because they've got to get something done. And they are going into branches because that's where they can get things done. Mm-hmm. So, and when you're working on multiple things, you got a loan, you've got, you need some cash, you need dues, you need escrow, something like that.
Yeah.
But it's because I believe it's because they're younger and they're establishing themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's a, you know, an awesome opportunity for credit unions, you know, to be there for these people, because the other thing we know about millennials is that they really like the notion of their financial institution being local.
Yeah.
And really caring about them.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Yeah, they like to be part of something bigger, is from what I've read. And credit unions are certainly part of something much, much bigger than just the transaction, big time.
You're absolutely.
So, if branches aren't going anywhere, how are they evolving? We talked about that a little bit at the top of the show, kind of a more retail consultative environment. So, you have anything to add there?
Well, oh, absolutely, I do. Right. You know I do. you know, how are they evolving? Well, first thing, you know, it would be... it would be disingenuous of me not to mention this, but they're getting more expensive. You know, there's just no two ways about it.
Yep.
Branches are becoming more expensive. So we're taking a harder look at what branches we keep and what branches we let go. But as for evolving, they're becoming more automated. You know, so we're starting to see more and more kiosks out there that can do, you know, difficult transactions.
Mm-hmm.
But they are evolving. And as you said, they're becoming more retail oriented. But they are getting smaller. And, you know, that's it's an opportunity for shared branching, though.
No doubt. And so how that brings me to my next question. Nice segue there. Now, how is shared branching playing a part in all this, in this evolution here?
Well, shared branching is playing a part in this on both sides. You know, for a credit union that cannot afford to keep a branch open anymore,
mm-hmm.
they can close that branch and send their members to branches of other credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and still, you know, give their members the comfort of having a physical location, or the knowledge, mm-hmm. of a physical location. Mm-hmm. So that's the obvious answer. The other answer is also on the keeping that branch side. You know, in fact, today American Banker published an article that said that the average bank needs, or the average branch needs, at least 5,000 transactions a month to justify the cost of operations.
Okay.
Well, you know, shared branching can do that for a credit union's branch. So if you feel as though you need a physical presence, and oh, by the way, you do, you know, you do need a physical presence, then you can augment and the income from your branches by opening it your doors to other members.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say that location isn't everything, but you must be present to win.
Indeed. Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm
gonna frame that somewhere. And but you know, I've been in this industry since like the early to mid 90s and working in it, and I'm still blown away by the shared branching model. I mean, I'm racking my brain. Is there another industry that does anything remotely close to this? I mean, where different entities within the same industry share their footprint, their space. I mean, it's just the coolest thing ever.
It is. I will say this. I've looked high and low, and there is no industry out there that has what we have. And it's a wonderful testimonial to our willingness. And when we say that we work cooperatively, we can point to this. This is a huge example of how we work together cooperatively. And in fact, you know, the notion of shared branching is just mind-boggling to people when they look at the fact that credit unions in a lot of places are competing with each other.
Yeah.
And they're still participating in shared branching. Yeah, I mean, that gives you an idea of the quality and the caring that credit unions have for their members.
Mm-hmm.
No other industry has spent money just to provide convenience for their members. For their customers.
And that kind of brings us full circle about the people, and then the people connecting with people, people helping people, you know, and it's all about the compassion, the empathy, the help. That's, I mean, you don't get that with a digital person or a thing or something like that. You only get that person to person, that connection.
I think so. Although I will say, I think that credit unions are transferring a lot of their people to people, you know, personal charisma to their digital world. I mean, we can transfer it, but I think it starts at the root of it all, which is we're decent humans that care about our members before we care about a stockholder.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Indeed. And I agree that there's definitely a place for the digital and the online and the mobile, which is, you know, a tidal wave these days. And I enjoy it as much as anybody else, but I still enjoy going into the branch and saying hi to people. So, I mean, I like that a lot. Maybe I'm old school. I don't know.
I totally get that. Every once in a while, I will go in. As I said, I'm a crispy critter, so I don't often go into branches, but I do go into one close by just to see how things are going. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy it. I like seeing smiling tellers, and I like people who want to see me. So
right on. I like that. Yeah. All right, to wrap up here, Sarah, how can credit unions capitalize on all of this? I mean, where can we go from here?
Well, you know I'm going to say this, you know, it's time to participate in shared branching.
Yes.
You know, as branches start, you know, as we start getting fewer and fewer branches, participating in shared branching is going to become even more important.
Yep.
And the fact is, there is going to be no financial institution out there that can come close to our footprint, even if we lost a third of our branches, you know, because credit unions were going more digital and things like that.
Yeah.
Even if we lost a third of our branches, if everyone participated in shared branching, we'd have a bigger footprint than any bank out there. Any bank out there.
Right on. Right on. Great message to end on, Sarah. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day and talking about this trend issue, whatever topic that's not going to go away anytime soon. So it's always interesting and always seeing how it's evolving. And you're right there in the mix. So thank you very much.
Well, Mike, thanks very much. I appreciate you calling.
You're anytime. Let's do this more often.